弟兄姐妹平安，大家好，我很高兴今天跟你们感谢主。Thank you, Bob, for translating today. If you have your Bibles, please turn with me to Mark chapter 4.
如果你有圣经的话，请一起翻到马可福音第四章。
We'll be looking at verses 35 to 41.
我们要看35到41节。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, we come to you and we praise you.
天父，我们来到你面前，并且赞美你。
We thank you for the gift of gathering with your people to worship you.
感谢你让我们能够在一起来敬拜你。
And we thank you for giving us your Son.
感谢你把你的儿子赐给我们。
And we thank you for giving us your Word.
感谢你把你的话语赐给我们。
So that we can know you and love you.
我们这样可以认识你，并且来爱你。
And so we can know how to live to please you.
我们也可以活出一个蒙你喜悦的生命。
Help us to see wonderful things from your law.
帮助我们来看到一切美好的事情。
Help us to know you better through your word this morning.
让我们能够借着你的话来更好的认识你。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Did you know that what you believe about Jesus is the most important thing about you?
你知道吗？你对耶稣的信仰是关乎于你最重要的事情。
What you believe about Jesus reveals what you think about God.
你对耶稣的看法反映了你对神的看法。
It reveals what you think about life.
反映了你对生命。
What you think about death and everything else.
死亡以及万事万物的理解。
So what do you believe about Jesus?
所以你认为耶稣是谁？
What do you think the world believes about Jesus?
这个世界又认为耶稣是谁呢?
Maybe that he's a good teacher.
可能是一位善良的老师。
A good example.
一个美好的榜样。
Maybe he was a revolutionary who overturned the religious system of his day.
他也可能是个颠覆宗教体系的革命者。
Maybe he was just someone who accepted everybody and judged nobody.
他也可能是一位接纳一切也不会论断的人。
So how do we know who Jesus is?
那然而我们如何真正的认识耶稣呢?
Since Jesus is the most important person to ever live, we have to make sure we accurately know who Jesus was.
既然耶稣是有史以来最重要的人，那我们必须准确地认识真正的耶稣是谁。
Sometimes I hear people say things like, well, to me, Jesus is like, or I like to think of Jesus like this.
有时候我听到人们说，对我来言，耶稣就像，或者说我喜欢把耶稣想象成什么什么样。
You see, Jesus was a real person.
但你要知道，耶稣是个真实的人。
Not just a story, so we don't get to make up our own ideas about him.
他不只是一个故事，所以我们不能凭空捏造对他的想法。
We need to know who he truly is.
我们必须认识真正的耶稣。
And the only way to do that is by looking at the Word of God.
唯一的方法就是借着神的话语。
If you've been in church for a little while, and if you've read your Bible, you might start to think that you understand Jesus pretty well.
或许你已经来教会一段时间，而且也读过一些圣经，你可能觉得你自己对圣经对耶稣很了解。
You think Jesus always does this.
你可能认为耶稣一定会这么做。
But he would never do that.
而他绝对不会那么做。
But sometimes you come across a passage in the Gospels that surprises you.
但有的时候，福音书中的某些经文会让你感到惊讶。
He does or says something that doesn't fit your ideas about him.
他有时候做一些事或者说一些话，他跟我们对他的印象不完全符合。
And when that happens, we should pay extra careful attention.
当这种情况发生的时候，我们就格外留意。
Anytime the biblical Jesus contradicts your thoughts about Jesus, we are mistaken and the Bible is true.
每当圣经中耶稣与我们印象中的耶稣产生冲突的时候，错误的是我们，而圣经才是真理。
We have to let the Bible correct our thoughts about Jesus.
我们必须让圣经纠正我们对耶稣错误的认知。
Otherwise, we might be worshiping an idol, a false Jesus of our own imagination.
否则的话，我们可能正在敬拜一个偶像，一个我们想象出来的假耶稣。
In fact, I'll go a step further.
事实上，我要更进一步的说。
If the God of the Bible or if the Jesus of the Gospels never offends you,
如果圣经中的神或者福音书中的耶稣从来没有让你感到不安或者冒犯。
Then you're either perfect or you're worshiping an idol that you've made in your own image.
那要么你是一个完美无瑕的人，或者你就是在敬拜一个你自己塑造的偶像。
So this morning, I want to look at an event in Jesus' life that may be familiar to you.
今天我想和大家一起来回顾一个耶稣生平中的一件事情，你可能对这件事情并不陌生。
And I bet for some of you, the way it ends might be a little bit of a surprise.
但他故事的结局可能会让我们中的一些人感到意外。
We're going to look at the story of Jesus calming the storm in Mark chapter 4, verses 35 to 41.
我们将一起来看耶稣平静风浪的故事，在马可福音四章三十五到四十一节。
Now, the Gospel of Mark breaks down into two halves.
马可福音可以分为两个部分。
The first half shows that Jesus is the powerful Messiah.
第一部分向我们展示了耶稣是一个大有能力的弥赛亚。
He performs many miracles.
他行了很多神迹。
The second half of the Gospel of Mark shows that Jesus is the suffering servant.
第二部分呢，则展现耶稣是一个受苦的仆人。
And here in the first half, when Jesus calms the storm, he's proving that he's the powerful Messiah.
所以在马可福音的前半部分，当耶稣平静风浪的时候，他在向人们证明他是大有能力的弥赛亚。
He has power over sickness, over death, over demons, in this case, over nature.
他战胜了疾病、死亡、魔鬼，而且在这个故事当中，他甚至展现出对自然界的权柄。
So it's...Look at and read Mark chapter 4, 35 to 41.
好，我们来一起来读马可福音四章三十五到四十一节。当那天晚上，耶稣对门徒说：“我们渡到那边去吧。”门徒离开众人，耶稣仍在船上，他们就把他一同带去，也有别的船和他同行。忽然起了暴风，波浪打入船内，甚至船要满了水。耶稣在船尾上枕着枕头睡觉。门徒叫醒了他，说：“夫子，我们丧命，你不顾吗？”耶稣醒了，斥责风，向海说：“住了吧，静了吧。”风就止住，大大的平静了。耶稣对他们说：“为什么胆怯？你们还没有信心吗？”他们就大大的惧怕，彼此说：“这到底是谁？连风和海也听从他了。”
Now we're going to look at this story in three parts.
我们将把这个故事分为三部分
：a great storm，
大大的风暴
；a great calm，
大大的平静
；and a great fear，
大大的惧怕。
Let's look at the scene first。
让我们一起来看一下上下文的情景。
Mark chapter 4 verse 1 actually tells us that he was teaching beside the sea. It says, "Again, he began to teach beside the sea, and a very large crowd gathered around him, so that he got into a boat and sat in it on the sea."And the whole crowd was beside the sea on the land.
马可福音第四章开始的时候，耶稣正在教导一群人。听耶稣讲道的人非常多，以至于他不得不登上一艘船，并且稍微离开岸边一点。
And then that's the setting that he was on the Sea of Galilee teaching.
这是一个这个情景，他正在海边正在教导。
And then we get to verses 35 and 36.
我们又来到了第三十五和三十六章。
After that long day of teaching, as the sun was setting and people were beginning to go home, they decided to go across the Sea of Galilee.
在耶稣整整一天的教导之后，太阳慢慢西沉，人们开始回家。于是他们决定横渡加利利海。
Look again at verses 35 and 36.
我们再来看一遍三十五到三十六节。当那天晚上，耶稣对门徒说。我们渡到那边去吧。门徒离开众人，耶稣仍在船上，他们就把他一同带去，也有别的船和他同行。
It says that they took Jesus just as he was, meaning they didn't go back to shore first.
经文提到他们带着耶稣就这样离开了，意思就是说他们没有先回到岸上做任何的准备。
It also says there were other boats with him, and likely these were other followers of Jesus that traveled with them.
同时呢，圣经还提到有几艘其他的船也和耶稣一起，很可能这些船上载着其他跟随耶稣的门徒。
Now these fishing boats had oars, so you could move by rowing, but if there was a breeze, you could sail.
当时这些渔船都配有桨，所以可以靠划船来前进。那如果有风的话，他们也可以扬帆而行。
In Luke 8:23, it describes the same account, and it says that they sailed along.
路加福音八章二十三节也记录这件事情，并且补充说道。他们是扬帆而行的。
So just imagine the peaceful trip across the water.
想象一下这么平静的水上的旅行。
The wind was pushing them along as after a long day of ministry.
微风推动着船只，他们在一天辛勤的服侍后，正在静静的休息。
And now we meet the great storm.
然而就在这时，他们遇上了一场猛烈的风暴。
That's the first point this morning, the great storm.
这就是我们今天要看的第一点，大大的风暴。
Look at verse 37.
我们来看第37节。忽然起了暴风，波浪打入船内，甚至船要满了水。
Now, because of the geography and climate of the Sea of Galilee, it was known for having severe storms at times.
由于加利利海所在的地区，那里的地理位置和气候，那里常常会突然爆发猛烈的风暴，让人猝不及防。
And the worst storms always happen suddenly and unexpectedly.
最糟糕的风暴永远都是在没有预警的情况下发生的。
It was said that the wind from these storms could whip up the water and make waves anywhere from 5 to 10 feet high.
这些风暴带来的狂风可以掀起巨浪，在水面上的波涛常常有5到10英尺那么高。
Now, when you expect a storm, you can prepare.
如果你知道风暴要来的话，你可以提前做好准备。
In Florida, we went through several big hurricanes.
在佛罗里达，我们经历过几次大的飓风。
But you were always warned, so you could evacuate or you could prepare for the storm.
但每次都有警报，所以我们可以撤离或者做好提前做好准备。
But when a powerful storm comes unexpectedly, that's a terrifying thing.
然而，当一场强大的风暴意外的来袭的时候，那真的是一件非常可怕的事情。
And it says that this was a great windstorm.
英文中说这是一个巨大的风暴。
The Greek word for great is mega.
在希腊原文中，巨大的这个词是 mega。
We use that word in English to mean a lot or something that's very big.
我们在英文中也用这个词来表示很大或者很多。
And my guess is you probably recognize that word too.
你们可能也认识这个词。
This was a mega storm.
这个是一个超大的风暴。
But just imagine the wind howling and blowing so hard that it's difficult to open your eyes or hear anything.
你想象一下。狂风怒号，这个风力之强让人很难睁开眼睛或者听清周围的任何声音。
The waves are so high and so strong that they're splashing over the boat, slamming into the boat, spinning the boat and rocking it back and forth.
海浪又高又猛，不断地拍打着船只，冲击船身，把船旋转摇晃得非常的不安稳。
And these fishing boats were not huge.
这些渔船并不是很大。
So imagine a 5 to 10 foot wave dumping water into this boat.
所以你想象一下，五到十英尺这么高的浪头会把多少水泼到船里
？Remember, this was happening at night.
然后这又发生在夜晚。
It was evening when they left. It's probably dark by now.
他们出发的时候是傍晚，那到现在差不多已经全黑了。
Maybe there's only enough moonlight to see the waves just before it crashes into the boat.
当时可能只有一点点的月光，在浪头马上要扑到船的时候，勉强看到有一堵水墙过来了。
And verse 37 says, the boat was already filling up with water.
第37节最后说到，这个船已经快要灌满水了。
Not just starting to fill up, but it was already.
它并不是开始进水，而是已经快要灌满水了。
So that's what's happening with the storm and the boat, but what about the people?
这个是风暴和船的现状，那船上的人又怎么样了呢？
Now remember, many of Jesus' followers were experienced fishermen.
我们都知道耶稣很多门徒本来就是经验丰富的渔夫。
They had certainly experienced many severe storms in the past.
他们以前肯定也经历过很多猛烈的风暴。
And I'm sure they were furiously working to dump water out of the boat.
他们现在一定肯定拼命地把船里的水排出去。
But this was a battle they were losing.
但他们完全跟不上进水的节奏。
The boat started to get lower and lower, and the waves were probably looking higher and higher.
船在水里面越沉越低，而浪看起来却是越来越高。
And they were scared.
他们很害怕。
What about Jesus? Where is he in the midst of all this?
那耶稣呢？在这场巨大的风暴中，他在哪里呢？
Look at verse 38.
我们来看38节。耶稣在船尾上，枕着枕头睡觉。门徒叫醒了他说，夫子，我们丧命，你不顾吗？
你说船尾上，我以为你说我名字。Okay, 对不起。Okay. So Jesus was sleeping in the back of the boat.
所以耶稣正在船尾，然后正在睡觉。
And amazingly, none of this woke him up. None of the noise and the splashing woke him up.
所以这个所有的这些风浪都没有办法把他给叫醒。
Now, First, it's amazing that Jesus was sleeping through such a severe storm.
这本身就是一件很奇特的事情，就耶稣能够在如此的猛烈的风暴中睡着。
Just imagine how exhausted he must have been.
想象一下他现在是多么的累。
Now, I know none of you have ever fallen asleep during a sermon because it's way too exciting.
我知道大家肯定从来没有在听讲道的时候睡着过，因为讲道太让人兴奋。为什么你们在笑？
This would have been like falling asleep going on a roller coaster with water splashing on you.
但现在耶稣做的事情就仿佛我们在坐过山车，然后有水泼到我们身上，然后我们还能安然入睡的样子。
So it's amazing he's sleeping that he's that tired.
所以这个很让人惊奇，就是他现在非常的疲惫。
But secondly, though, this is amazing because of who Jesus is.
但其次的让我们觉得惊奇的一点就是关于耶稣他到底是谁。
Jesus is not just a tired man, he is the God-man.
耶稣不仅仅是一个疲惫的人，他是一个神人。
He is truly God and truly man.
他是真正的神，也是真正的人。
Man needs sleep, but God never sleeps.
神永远不打盹，但是人需要睡觉。
And because Jesus is God and man, Jesus can sleep.
耶稣既是神又是人，所以他可以睡觉。
This is part of the divine mystery of how God is one person with two natures.
这是一个神圣的奥秘，神如何有一个独一的位格，却有两个本性。
A human nature and a divine nature.
人性和神性。
So the Son of God, who never slept, humbled himself to become a man.
所以这位永不疲倦、永不睡觉的神的儿子，谦卑自己，成为软弱的人。
A man who is weak and frail, and as a man who is so tired that he slept through a storm.
他成为一个软弱的人，并且作为人，他累倒在这样一场风暴中，依然能够熟睡。
And when the disciples woke him up, they said, Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?
当门徒把耶稣叫醒的时候，他们说，夫子，我们丧命，你不顾吗？
They believed they were about to die.
他们真的以为自己马上就要死了。
They were afraid and they were in a panic.
他们内心充满恐惧，并且陷入了极度的慌乱。
And they actually rebuked Jesus.
他们甚至斥责耶稣。Why
don't you do something?
你为什么不做点什么？
Why don't you care about us?
你难道不关心我们吗？
Just as a side note, don't ever accuse Jesus of not caring.
这里顺便提一句，永远不要指责耶稣不关心你。
There is no one in the universe that cares more about us.
宇宙中没有谁比耶稣更关心你。
He knows what no one else knows about you.
他知道别人都不知道的关于我们的事情。
And he cares when no one else cares.
没有人关心我们的时候，耶稣他关心我们。
So here they are in the middle of this lake that has become a terrifying chaos.
所以现在他们在这个湖中央，这个被风暴卷动，已经变得非常恐怖、混乱的湖中央。
The disciples think they are going to die and that Jesus won't do anything to save them.
门徒都觉得自己快要死了，但是耶稣却似乎什么都不做，甚至连拯救他们都不愿意。
That's the great storm, and next I want you to see the great calm.
这是大大的风暴，接下来我们要来看大大的平静。
The great calm.
大大的平静。
Look at verse 39.
我们来看第39节。耶稣醒了，斥责风，向海说：“住了吧，静了吧。”风就止住，大大的平静了。
I remember Jesus was sleeping so soundly that this mega storm could not wake him up.
我们看到耶稣睡得如此的沉，以至于这场巨大的风暴也无法把他吵醒。Now,
when you are that tired, what happens when you wake up?
如果你也这么累的话， 那你被叫醒的时候是一个什么感觉呢？
Maybe you're a little bit groggy.
有可能非常犯迷糊。
A little grumpy.
很容易发怒。
Maybe you fall back asleep.
还想再睡一会儿。
You're confused and you're dazed.
感觉迷茫，神志不清。
And typically you're unable to do anything productive right when you wake up.
你基本上没有办法做任何有效的事情。
But what was Jesus able to do?
那耶稣做了什么呢？
He got up.
他起身。
He rebuked the wind. And he said to the sea, Peace, be still.
并对海说，住了吧，静了吧。
And what happened?
结果怎样？
The wind died down, and it says there was a great calm.
一下子风平浪静，而且我们看到大大的平静。
Now the Bible's interesting because it doesn't exaggerate or waste words.
圣经很有趣，因为它既不夸大其词，也不多赘言。
If it had just said there was a calm, that would have been a miracle.
圣经如果只是说现在平静了，那也已经是一个奇迹了。
But it says there was a great calm.
但这里说的是大大的平静。
What is a great calm?
什么是大大的平静呢？
Again, the Greek word for great is actually mega.
再次我们看到这个大大的希腊语中用的词是 mega。
There was a not mega. No, just kidding. There was a mega storm that frightened experienced sailors.
有一场大大的风暴让经验丰富的水手们都感到害怕。
And now there was a mega calm.
现在有一个大大的平静。
Can you imagine how eerie and scary this would have been?
你能想象有多么的诡异和可怕吗？
I think sometimes we read through the scriptures too quickly.
我觉得我们有时候读经文的时候速度太快。
And put yourself in this boat.
想象一下我们在这个船上。
Imagine the wind and the waves.
想象一下那大风大浪的样子。
Imagine the fear.
想象一下我们内心的恐惧。
Imagine your heart beating and pumping.
想象一下我们心脏加快跳动的样子。
And then all of a sudden, it's perfectly still and quiet.
突然一切变得平静无声。
Not just a calm, but a great calm.
不仅仅是平静，而是大大的平静。
Have you ever noticed in TV shows or movies that sometimes the scariest places are abandoned amusement parks?
你们有没有注意过，在一些电视还有电影里面，最可怕的一些场景，有的时候会发生在废弃的游乐园里面。
Normally, they're loud and chaotic places.
通常游乐园都是吵闹并且混乱的。
People everywhere.
到处都是人。
Sounds ringing in your ears.
耳边各种声音。
Rides whirling around.
然后游乐设施在到处旋转。
The people at the carnival games are yelling to get your attention.
游戏的摊主会大声的叫唤来吸引游客的注意。
We were recently in Taiwan, and it makes me think of the night markets there.
让我们想象到最近去台湾的时候到那里夜市的样子。
臭豆腐和糖葫芦。But if an amusement park closes down as an abandoned,
如果在一个游乐园它已经关门并且废弃的话，
everything is empty and quiet.
里面空无一人。
There's something really unsettling about it.
这样的场景让人觉得非常不安。
And that's kind of what this was like.
这就是现在我们看到的这个场景。
A mega storm where you're being blown around by hurricane force winds.
有一场巨大的风暴把你吹得东倒西歪。
And then all of a sudden, there's a mega calm.
突然一下子一切大大的平静。
No wind, no waves, everything is perfectly still.
没有风也没有浪，一切都完全的静止。
A moment ago, you were bracing yourself, about to be hit with a massive wave.
前一秒钟一个巨浪马上就要砸上来，你赶紧抓好，准备好。
But the wave never comes.
那这个浪最后没有来。
And you open your eyes and everything is calm.
你睁开眼睛一看，所有的东西都是平静的。
That's the great calm.
这就是大大的平静。
That leads to our last point, a great fear.
这就带我们来到今天最后一点，大大的恐惧。
A great storm, a great calm, and a great fear.
一个大大的风暴，一个大大的平静，现在是大大的惧怕。
Look at verse, how would you have responded?If you were a disciple in the boat.
如果你是船上的门徒的话，你会怎么样回应现在这个状况？
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Oh, 谢谢耶稣。
Thank God you were here to help us.
感谢神，你来我们这里帮助我们了。
We're saved.
我们得救了。
Let's rejoice and sing.
让我们一起来唱歌庆祝吧。
But what actually happened?
但实际上发生了什么呢？
Look at verse 40.
我们来看一下第四十节。四十节。耶稣对他们说，为什么胆怯？你们还没有信心吗？
Jesus's question is great.
耶稣的问题非常的好。
Why are you afraid?
你们为什么胆怯？
Because we were about to die.
因为我们要死了。
No. Why are you afraid now?
不是的，我是在问，为什么你们现在害怕？
How is it that you still have no faith?
为什么你们还没有信心？
The disciples did not have faith.
门徒没有信心。
They didn't trust that Jesus, being the Messiah, could deliver them from the storm.
他们不相信耶稣作为弥赛亚能够救他们脱离风暴。
If you truly believe that Jesus is the Messiah and that he is God, then it makes no sense to fear, even in a mega storm.
如果你真心相信耶稣就是弥赛亚，是神的话，那么即使在大大的风暴当中，你也不应该害怕。
If you have the Creator with you, then you will not fear anything else in creation.
如果创造主与你同在的话，那你就不应该害怕任何被造的东西。
It's that simple.
就是这么简单。
But because they lacked faith, they became afraid.
但因为他们缺乏信心，所以他们现在变得害怕。
There's an important lesson for us here.
这里我们有一个重要的教训。
Faith casts out fear.
信心能够驱逐恐惧。
If you are fearful, you are faithless.
如果你害怕，那说明你没有信心。
If you are faithful, then you will be fearless.
如果你有信心，那你将会变得无惧。
Faith and fear are like oil and water. They don't mix.
信心和恐惧就像油和水，它们不能混合。
They did not really believe that Jesus was the Almighty Messiah, maker of heaven and earth, so they feared.
门徒并没有真正的相信耶稣就是全能的弥赛亚，是天地的创造者，所以他们才害怕。
And so the disciples responded, "Of course, thanks for that reminder, Jesus. We'll never fear again."
门徒回应道，当然了，感谢耶稣的提醒，我们再也不会害怕了。
Is that what happens?
这个是他们的反应吗？
No.
不是。
Look at verse 41.
我们来看第41节。他们就大大的惧怕，彼此说，这到底是谁？连风和海也听从他了。
Now they were filled with great fear.
现在他们充满了极大的恐惧。
They were afraid before, but now they are mega afraid.
之前他们只是害怕，但现在他们是大大的恐惧。
Mega storm, mega calm, and now a mega fear.
大大的风暴，大大的平静，现在大大的恐惧。
And that is because, in this account, we see that great storm, a great calm, and a great fear. And that's because we have a great God.
我们看到了大风暴、大平静和大恐惧，那是因为我们有一位伟大的神。
In that moment, they could not muster up an answer to Jesus.
在那一刻，他们没有办法给耶稣一个回答。
So they said amongst themselves, "Who is this then that even the wind and the sea obey him?"
所以他们就互相问道，那到底是谁，连风和海都听从他。
Now this is a rhetorical question.
这是一个反问句。
You know what a rhetorical question is, right?
你们知道什么叫反问句，对吗？
Don't answer, because that's a rhetorical question.
不要回答，刚才那个也是反问句。
Rhetorical question is a question you ask, but you don't expect an answer.
反问句就是你问一个问题，但是你并不需要一个答案。
It's more for effect or for emphasis.
它的用处更多是加强语气或者强调某一个观点。
If I tell my kids, go clean your room,
如果我对我的孩子说，去打扫你的房间，
and if they don't do it,
他们没有这么做。
Of course they always do.
但是他们一定会。
But just hypothetically, if they don't,
假设他们没有。
How many times have I told you to clean your room?
我会对他们说，我告诉你们多少次了，要打扫房间。
They're not going to say, well, five times, three times yesterday and twice today.
他们不会这么回答你说，五次了，昨天三次，今天两次。
It's a rhetorical question.
我问的问题是个反问。
And so Jesus asked, or these disciples asked this rhetorical question.
所以这些门徒问的也是一个反问句。
They knew the answer.
他们知道答案。
This is God.
这就是神。
Who is this that the wind and sea obey him? It's God.
这到底是谁？连风和海都遵从他，因为这就是神。
This is not just a man in their boat. God was in their boat.
这不仅仅是船上有这么一个人，而是神在他们的船上。
Who can calm the raging of the sea?
谁能平息海上的风浪？
Only God.
只有神。
Look very briefly at Psalm 89.
我们一起来快速的看一下诗篇五十九章。
Verses 5 to 9.
五到九节。
And I want you to focus especially on verse 9.
我们要仔细看第九节。Just 9 or 5 to 9?
5 to 9.
耶和华，诸天要称赞你的奇事，在圣者的会中要称赞你的信实。在天空谁能比耶和华呢？神的众子中谁能像耶和华呢？他在圣者的会中是大有威严的神，比一切在他四围的更可畏惧。耶和华，万军之神啊，哪一个大能者像你耶和华？ 你的信实是在你的四维，你管辖海的狂傲，波浪翻腾，你就使它平静了。
Only God can calm the raging of the sea.
只有神能够平息海上的风浪。
When the waves rise, only God can still the waters.
当海浪来袭，只有神能够让风浪停止。
I'm sure these disciples had heard that psalm before.
我相信这些门徒以前听过这些诗篇。
They knew that their God is God over the wind and the seas.
他们知道他们的神是掌管风和海的神。
But they never expected that God to be in their boat with them.
但他们可能从来没有想过这一位神跟他们在同一条船上。
Now, you would expect them to be relieved after the storm was calmed.
可能会期待他们在风暴平静之后会松一口气吧。
But I think you can understand now why they became afraid even more.
但我觉得你现在可以理解为什么他们变得更加的害怕
了。I think my old pastor John MacArthur put it best when he said,What's worse than having a storm outside your boat is having God inside your boat.
我认为，我之前的牧师约翰麦克阿瑟形容的最好，比船外有风暴更可怕的是船里有神。
When you truly come face to face with God, when you encounter God in all His power and majesty, the proper response is fear.
当你真正面对神的时候，当你遇到这个全能与威严的神的时候。最恰当的反应就是恐惧
Mega fear
大大的恐惧
They knew in this moment that Jesus was no ordinary man
他们在这一刻知道耶稣并不是一个普通的人
This was not just a particularly holy prophet
这不仅仅是一个特别圣洁的先知
This man in their boat was not just the carpenter's son
船上这个人不只是一个木匠的儿子
This man was God in the flesh
这个人就是道成肉身的神
Why else would the wind and seas obey him?
否则风和海怎么会听从他呢?
When people in the scriptures come face to face with God, they are always filled with fear.
当圣经中的人物与神面对面的时候，他们常常充满了恐惧。
Remember in Isaiah 6 when the prophet saw the Lord seated on the throne and angels are crying out, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts.
还记得以赛亚书六章中，先知看到主坐在宝座上，天使呼喊着。圣哉，圣哉，圣哉！万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。
What did Isaiah say?
以赛亚说了什么
？He said, "Woe is me, for I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips."
他说：“祸哉，我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人。
”And I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.
又住在嘴唇不洁的民中。又因我眼见大君王万军之耶和华。
Or in Revelation 1, when the Apostle John saw the risen and glorified Christ, what did he do?
或者在启示录第一章中，当使徒约翰看见复活并荣耀的基督时，他又做了什么呢？
When I saw him, it says, I fell at his feet as though dead.
我一看见就扑倒在他脚前，像死了一样。
Does the way you think about Jesus fit this?
你对耶稣的看法符合这一点吗
？Or are you so comfortable with Jesus that you never fear him？
还是说你对耶稣如此的熟悉，以至于你对他没有惧怕
？If you have never feared him, you do not understand him。
如果你从来没有害怕过他，那你就不理解他。
You do not know him as he truly is。
你就没有认识到他的真正的面貌。
Before you can be comforted by Jesus。You must first fear him.
当你能够在被耶稣安慰之前，你必须首先敬畏他。
Otherwise, the Jesus that comforts you is not the real Jesus.
否则的话，安慰你的那个耶稣并不是那真正的耶稣。
Do you know that great book by C.S. Lewis, The Chronicles of Narnia?
你们应该有读过 C.S. Lewis 那一本伟大的书，叫做《纳尼亚传奇》。
In that first book, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, in that magical land, the four main children.In the story, they learn about a king, Aslan.
在第一本书叫做《狮子、女巫和魔衣橱》中，四个主角的小孩在一个魔幻的土地上，然后他们听说了一个叫阿斯兰的国王。
Aslan is supposed to save and rescue them all from this evil witch.
阿斯兰应该要把他们从邪恶的女巫中拯救出来。
In this story, it's clear that Aslan is meant to represent Jesus.
在这个故事当中，很明显的，阿斯兰就是代表着耶稣。
So these children, they're excited to hear this.
那些孩子听到这个消息非常的兴奋。
Until they find out that the great king Aslan is a lion.
直到他们发现这个伟大的国王阿斯兰是一只狮子。
And understandably, they express some fear about Aslan being a lion.
那可以理解的是，他们听说阿斯兰是狮子以后，感到有点害怕。
And so understandably, they, Lucy, the youngest, she asked Mr. Beaver a question.
所以这四个孩子中年纪最小的 Lucy, 她问海狸先生，那他
Then he isn't safe?
那他不安全吗？
And Mr. Beaver answered.
海狸先生是这么回答的。
Safe?
安全？
Who said anything about safe?
什么安不安全的？
Of course he isn't safe.
当然他不安全了。
But he's good.
但他是好的。
He's the king, I tell you.
我告诉你，他是王。
That's the same with Jesus.
耶稣也是这样。
Jesus is God.
耶稣是神。
The God who made you.
创造我们的神。
The God who made everything.
创造一切的神。
And because he made everything, he controls everything.
因为他创造了一切，所以他也掌管一切。
The things that seem biggest and most frightening are under his control.
那些看起来最大、最可怕的事情都在他的掌管之下。
So if we trust God, there's nothing to fear.
所以如果我们信靠神，那就没有什么可怕的。
Except God himself.
除了神他自己。
And here's the amazing thing. It's this God who became a man and died for his enemies.
而令人最惊讶的是，正是这一位神，他成了人，而且为他的敌人死去。
This God whom we should all fear.
这一位我们都应该惧怕的神。
It's this God who offers salvation and forgiveness to those who hate him.
而是这一位神，他提供了拯救和宽恕给那些憎恨他的人。
Remember how Jesus slept through the storm?
还记得耶稣如何在风暴中睡着吗？
Man sleeps, God never sleeps.
人可以睡觉，但神永远不睡觉。
There's a divine mystery here.
这是一个神秘的奥秘。
Of how Jesus, who is God, can sleep.
就是为什么耶稣他是神却可以睡觉。
But there's a deeper mystery.
那有一个更深的奥秘。
Jesus is man, and Jesus is God.
耶稣是人，耶稣也是神。
Man can die, but God cannot die.
人可以死，但是神不能死。
Jesus is God, and yet Jesus died.
耶稣是神，但是耶稣他却死了。
In a sense, the reason the Son of God became a man is so that he could die for us.
从某种意义上来讲，神的儿子成为人的原因，他就是为了能够为我们去死。
So that he could die for our sins.
为了能够为我们的罪而死。
So that he could rise again from the dead.
并且能够从死里复活。
So that he could save us from our sins.
然后能够拯救我们，脱离我们的罪。
So it's appropriate to ask, like the disciples, who then is this that even the wind and seas obey him?
所以我们也可以像门徒一样问这个问题，那到底这是谁？连风和海都听从他。
But maybe the better question is, what kind of a God is this who controls the wind and the seas and yet would die for sinful man?
但也许最好的、更好的问题是，这是怎么样的一位神？他掌握风和海，却为着愿意为了罪恶的人类死去。
Now there's a question for the ages.
这是一个超越时代的问题。
There's no answer to that question.
而且这个问题没有答案。
All we can do is worship.
我们能做的就是敬拜。
All we can do is trust and believe.
我们能做的就是信靠并且相信这位耶稣。
Do you believe in this God?
你相信这位神吗？
Have you trusted in this Jesus?
你相信这位耶稣吗？
Yes, we should love Jesus.
是的，我们应该爱耶稣。
Being with Jesus gives us joy and peace.
我们与耶稣在一起的时候，我们能够感受到喜乐与和平。
But also, we should have a certain level of fear towards God.
但同时，我们也应当对神保持一定的敬畏。
Because he is God and we are not.
因为他是神，但我们不是。
Again, to borrow those words from C.S. Lewis.
我们再次借用 C.S. Lewis 的话。
He is not safe.
他不安全。
But he's good.
但他是好的。
He's good.
他是好的。
And when we fear him, we will turn from sin.
当我们敬畏他时，我们会远离罪恶。
And when we rightly fear him, we will pursue holiness.
当我们敬畏他的时候，我们会追求圣洁。
When we fear him, we will honor him even if no one else is looking.
当我们敬畏他的时候，我们会想要在甚至没有人看见的时候也去荣耀他。
When we fear him, we will live and we will speak differently.
当我们敬畏他的时候，我们会过着不同的生活，说不一样的话。
Is it clear from your life that you fear God?
你在生命当中能够看出你敬畏神吗？
Or do you live your life fearing others and what they think of you?
还是你过着一个害怕别人、担心别人看法的生活呢？
So you see here, we have a great storm, a great calm, and a great fear.
我们今天看到了大大的风暴、大大的平静和大大的惧怕。
But this is not about any of those things.
但这并不是关于其中任何这些事情。
This is about having a great God.
这是关于一个我们有一个伟大的神。
A great God whom we must fear.
我们有一个伟大的神，我们必须要敬畏他。
But a great God who also gives mercy.
那这一位伟大的神，他同时也给我们怜悯。
I hope you trust in him more and more today.
我希望今天大家能够学会更多的去信靠他。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father in heaven, we praise you.
啊，亲爱天父，我们啊赞美你。
We thank you for your word.
我们感谢你的话语。
We thank you for Jesus.
我们感谢耶稣。
We thank you that Jesus is the one whom we ought to fear, but he is also the one who died for us.
我们感谢，因为耶稣，我们不仅要敬畏他，但是他却为我们而死。
Help us not to be terrified of him where we run away.
帮助我们，在我们惧怕他的时候，我们不要远离他。
But help us to fear you and draw close to you.
让我们能够学会敬畏你，并且离你越来越近。
Because we know that you love us.
因为我们知道你爱我们。
And because we know you're a God of mercy and grace.
因为我们也知道你是那宽恕并且有恩典的神。
So help us, Lord, to be a holy and a humble people.
让我们能够变得更加的圣洁，更加的谦卑。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
感谢川伟牧师的信息。那现在我也想邀请弟兄姊妹一同起立，我们用这首歌来作为我们今天对于信息的回应。
人生旅途多风浪，世事变幻叹无常，我的心要仰望你，你在天地有威望，不管夜晚有多长，黎明终究会来临，我的心要等候你，你的每一笔线长，有你知道我尽头，
你知道我尽头，
为我一切忧伤，生活旅中担放在你手上，黑暗中也能歌唱，有你站在我身旁，
你站在我身旁，
指引我每个方向，点亮我希望，加给我力量，风雨中也能飞翔。人生旅途多风浪，世事变幻叹无常，我的心要仰望你，你在天地有威望，不管夜晚有多长，黎明终究会来临，我的心要等候你，你的每一笔线长，有你知道我近况，
你知道我近况，
为我一切忧伤，将光与重担放在你手上，黑暗中也能歌唱，有你站在我身旁，
你站在我身旁，
指引我每个方向，点亮我希望，加给我力量，风雨中也能飞翔，有你知道我近况，安慰我一切忧伤，将光与重担放在你手上，黑暗中也能歌唱， 有你站在我身旁，指引我每个方向，点亮我希望，加给我力量，风雨中也能飞翔。中也能飞翔。